Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Cine Gang. We took a little bit of a hiatus. I am Richie Zamora with Chef Ed and Chef Sharwin T. And yeah, but we're back and we are better than ever. Hi, guys. Mukhang exciting tong episode na to, ha?
Oo. Kaya tayo nag-hiatus ng isang linggo. Isang linggo ba? Hindi, 2 weeks.
Okay. Para bumayin. Para makarecover.
Oo.
Oo. Feeling ko this will be our first 3-hour episode. What do you guys
think? Wow. Marathon.
Huwag naman.
Huwag naman.
Although it's true because it's not a singular topic this time, no? It's multiple topics.
Yeah, right.
Ano yung Filipino term na ginamit mo kanina, Chef Ed?
Okay, for this episode, we are talking about culinary bardagulan.
Lan.
Bardagulan. Dapat may ano, sapak-sapak sound effects.
Siguro, ano ba, in English, melee. Ah, di ba? Wow. Ay, English ba yun? Baka French.
French yan ah. French, parang French yata yan.
Di ko alam eh. Pagka nagdodota ako dati, di ko rin alam tawag dun eh. Di ba? Pag nagdodota ba kayo? Yung para alam nyo, oh, which hero will you get? Ranged or the melee?
Melee,
di ba? Melee. Yan. Eh ako, ayoko ng sapakan. So ranged lang kinukuha ko lagi.
So, pew, pew.
Ganun lang ako. Pew, pew, pew.
So, dito sa industry natin, di ba, things can get a little bit heated. Things can get very intense, di ba? So, yeah. We are going to talk. Are we going to go into specifics or let's just be a little bit general or what?
Of course, we're going into specifics.
Wow, okay.
Pero, all right, okay. We'll give our opinion, but we'll discuss the specifics, di ba?
Okay, all right.
We'll give our insights. Yeah.
I think it's okay. Like a lot of these things that we talk about, we know naman about these people or these places and we respect them, no? So it's... It's really more on nagre-report tayo kung ano nangyari and then maybe perhaps we can also offer our own opinions.
Yan.
Hopefully, okay. Para hindi na maulit kasi I don't know about you guys. Sa akin, it hurts my heart pag may ganito eh.
Oo, kasi maliit lang yung industry.
Kakabalik lang natin eh, di ba? Kakabalik lang ng...
Right.
It kind of hurts, di ba?
I agree, di ba? Sabi ko sa inyo, may thesis ako na ngayong semi-post-pandemic na tayo, safely getting there. Di ba? Less than 50 cases na lang reported every day ng virus, di ba? Parang mas mean yung mga tao. Parang napagod sila maging mabait, no? Yun ang thesis ko. Observation ko lang.
Yeah. Yeah, teka, does that mean na it's mas mean than pre-pandemic or kasing bumalik yung meanness from the pre-pandemic?
Parang mas sumobra pa sa pre-pandemic. Kayo, tingin nyo, na-observe nyo rin ba? Mas marami nag-aaway ngayon sa kalsada. Bumalik na naman ang road rage. Diba? Daming nag-aaway on Twitter every day. May issue araw-araw on social media. Diba? Mm-hmm. Kayo, pansin nyo.
Yeah, I think it's ano, after being cooped up for a year, it's like it was for 2 years and after having to be extra careful and be extra, courteous to people and all of that. Maybe nasa loob yung kulo for the past 2 years and now that they have an outlet na it's safe na to go out. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I get what you're saying. Na parang people are bolder now to be more of an ass, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ang theory ko naman is during the height of the pandemic, we couldn't complain about small problems kasi there were huge problems eh.
Oo. Oh.
So ngayong feeling ng tao, medyo normal na tayo. Ah, pwede na ulit mag-complain ng mga smaller things.
Right, which is sad.
Totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Diba? Sad nga ako. Parang, na-imagine mo ba kung magko-complain ka about restaurant service at the height of the pandemic, parang hindi tama eh, di ba?
Meron eh. Tapos nako-call out sila agad eh, di ba? Parang, oy, pandemic, pagbigyan mo naman, they're understaffed.
Right.
Di ba? Yan, ano. Ako may aminin ako sa inyo. Guys, for our listeners who don't know, no, Sharwin, Richie, and I, we talk almost every day sa mga group chat namin. No? May aminin ako, hindi ko nakwento yata. Or nakwento ko yata to. I got into a heated argument, a fight, a traffic argument in BGC a few months ago.
Was this parking related?
A little bit. Kasi, ang nangyari, long story short, TLDR, tumigil ako after an intersection. Kasi puno, may pila ang parking eh. Then, a guy got behind me and nasa yellow box na siya. Intersection yun eh. Yellow box na siya. He kept on honking like crazy. Sabi ko, how am I supposed to move kung may pila sa harap ko, di ba? Busina siya, right. Busina siya. Eh, kakainis talagang eh. Parang ako, I was waving na nga na wala. What am I supposed to do? I was waving. Pagka-park ko, lumabas ako, bumaba ako, man. You know me, hindi man ako ganun eh, di ba? Bumaba ako, pinuntahan ko siya. Kasi hindi pa siya makapasok sa parking eh. Nandun pa siya sa ticketing booth eh. Sinagawang ko, kinatok ko yung window niya. Sabi, problema mo, ginanong ko talaga. Tapos sabi niya, ay, mumusog eh. Letter T ka ba? Sabi ko, kita mo nakaharang yung mga kotse. Paano ako gagalaw? Sabi niya, ito, napikon ako. Ito yung sinabi niya, guys. Sabi niya, o, anong gusto mo mangyari? Tapos na eh. Diba? Parang ako, oh my God. Sabi ko, parang I was waiting for an apology. Parang ganun. Right. Parang ako, ikaw, wala ka nang gagawin. Ginanong ko talaga, I was parang egging him on. Wala ka nang gagawin. Mm. Eh, bumaba. Nagtanggal ng seatbelt. Ang liit pala niya. Sorry ha, no offense to, to people. Pero, maliit. Tapos yung inaangaso na ko, nakabarong pa siya. Sabi niya, oy, tapos na nga, anong gusto mangyari? Ano? Parang ako, sabi ko, umayos ka. Hanggang ganun lang, parang, di ba? Hanggang duruan lang yan. Nothing physical happened. Pero, kahit ako, aminado ako, umiinit na ulo ko. So, paano pa yung mga people in high pressure situations, high stress situations? And one of those is the F&B industry. We've said this a million times before. Very hard to maintain a restaurant business, an F&B business. Low margins, high rewards, true. Low margins. It's a people business. It's a service. Mm-hmm. You have to keep people happy, and it's very hard to keep people happy every day.
if you want an idea of what it's like in a stressful situation, watch The Bear episode 7, man.
Yes, sir. My God. PTSD. As in, literal nagka-PTSD symptoms.
The Bear is a series. The Bear is a series. Check it out. Episode 7. It was a nice way to... a very accurate depiction, diba, of how when you get in the weeds. Yes. When a kitchen gets... in the weeds.
You can catch The Bear on Disney Plus Philippines. I believe all the episodes are there. Episode 7 was shot 4 times. 4 times. Wow. Kasi single take yung buong episode eh. They used the fourth take. They used the fourth take as their final na take. Kaya maririnig mo when the credits start rolling, may applause. It's their actual applause na parang, yes, we did it! And that take na, the last take. Parang yung fourth take, sabi nila, pagod na kami, ako na, basta, tara na, game na. So, ramdam mo yung ajit na silang lahat doon. Pero it's true eh.
Right.
Nangyayari sa kusina eh.
Yeah, I think siguro this is a good segue into our first Bardagulan. No? So, for me kasi, tama si Richie, that particular episode lang, kahit yun lang, di ba? I think you can take that episode lang and not see the rest of the show and still understand that episode. No? Kasi ang maybe what people don't see in the kitchen is yung concept nung quicksand. No? Yung kumbaga, pagka may isang mali sa kusina, hindi yan yung parang, mali to, okay, sige, ayusin natin. Usually, pagka may isang mali, dagdag lang nagdagdag yung problema. O, chain reaction siya. Kasi yung kusina, it works as a... Parang ballet yan eh. So, kung isang group kayo na nagbabali, tapos yung isa nadulas, mahuhulog siya dun sa next dancer. And then yung next dancer, mahuhulog dun sa next. Tapos lahat kayo matutumba. And ganun yung kusina. Ano. So, if, let's say, yung unang table mo, may, let's say, nasunog. So, kailangan mong ulitin. Siyempre, isasabay mo yung ulam nung ibang kasama niya, di ba? And some chefs, they don't like na lumabas yung ulam na hindi kasama yung isang nasunog. So, uulitin mo yung buong table. And pag nangyari yun, that's 5 to 10 minutes later na yung first table mo, that means 25 to 30 minutes later na yung next table mo. So, it might sound like, teka lang, isang oras na ako dito ah. Diba? And all of that is caused by just one mistake. Diba? So, so medyo stress. Yun ang stress. And so I want to lead us into that first Bardagulan. No? It happened on Valentine's Day. So, diba, it's a thing that happens. No? So this is a newish restaurant. As in fact, tayo, we received an invitation to visit the restaurant. Pero sabi nila, teka lang, next time na kayo mag-visit kasi hindi pa kami ready.
I didn't even know we had an invitation.
We did. They postponed ka agad kasi nga they realized na parang they need more time. Eh malapit na mag Feb 14. So I think the entire team, hindi na sila nag-invite muna para they can practice for Feb 14. Ang nangyari nung Feb 14, maraming nag-complain about the late food and then some of the food daw was cold. And then, napasok pa sa issue yung pusa. Diba?
Parang, ito sa Comedy of Errors that night, I saw the narration. It was posted in the Fine Dining Club of the Philippines, diba? It's a restaurant in San Juan. Bago-bago. I don't see the merits of naming the restaurant. But, bago-bago siya. Nakakatawa nga yung pag-relay ng nangyari. May nasunog pa raw na menu. Paano nasunog? Candlelit ba yung dining? Diba? Nasunog. Tapos, yun nga, may pusang nakapasok dun sa medyo apology ng restaurant. Sabi nga nila, huwag nyo naman idamay yung pusa sa rant nyo. We accept na we had too many people. Pero that cat belongs to a tenant in the same building, di ba?
Kumbaga, alaga nila yun eh. Isa sa alaga.
Pero totoo naman, mahirap pagka yung restaurant, medyo fine dining, tas may pets na allowed. Kahit ako, I have a dog, pero hirap ako sa pag-handle ng pets, eh, ayan, pagpasok ng pets.
So ito yung tatanong ko sa inyo guys kasi I know tama naman yung people to complain, no? Kasi you did not have a great dining experience, so of course you can complain, di ba? Ang interesting for me is that yung mga nagko-complain is they expected fine dining. And the restaurant said na we are not a fine dining restaurant. So, dapat hindi nyo ina-expect yung ganitong level of...
Kahit naman sa karinderiya, may nasusunog na menu medyo. Diba? Doesn't have to be fine dining.
I don't know how to... Paano, kasi itong issue, it could be... Baka kaya galit na galit yung mga customers is because of the wrong expectation. Could it be that?
If I recall correctly, how much was the menu? Was it like 3,000 per person?
Yeah, I think 3 or 3 or something.
I think it was around like that.
Yun, huh? For some people,
exactly.
Basta...
That's exactly it eh.
Oh, eh.
Diba? But if you shelled out 6,000 for a dinner, there is a reasonable expectation of it being hindi naman burgers and fries or something like that, diba? And... diba? You know what I mean? So there is a reasonable expectation of it being an elegant dinner without it really reaching the fine dining tag, diba? That level, diba? So I don't know. I guess you do have a point. Maybe it was expectation also, but it's hard to say na parang I am paying for this much, but my food was like what? An hour late? 30 minutes late? Because even no matter how much you paid, if I paid 50 pesos and then they gave it to me an hour later, I'd still be pissed. What more pa if I had paid 6,000 for two? You know what I mean, diba? So I think just the basic tenets of it, the how long it took, wasn't properly explained. You know, it was a menu where you were. Every dish is normally, diba, it explained to and in tasting menus, diba. But it was from what I was reading, it was plopped down there and then, sir, ito yung next yung, parang baboy siya or something. I don't know how it was or something like that, diba. It wasn't really, they were expecting a little bit more care effort, diba? But I'm pretty sure the only reason why it got to that point was because nga, like I was saying, they were in the weeds already. Because I don't know the chef personally. I've never been to this restaurant, but two people that I know well, Jerry and Spanky, attest that the chef is excellent. The food is great, and I know for a fact that Jerry went back like the week after to try the food, and he told me there was really nothing wrong with the food. The everything was excellent. It's just that at that particular night, I think they just really got backed up.
Yeah, because it's Valentine's.
It was the first big event ng team. So
right,
diba? It's really difficult, no? And I just want to piggyback on this, no, because I just like today lang read another review on a different restaurant, naman Japanese, naman na umaka.
I saw that kanina lang. I was in the gym.
Ganun din ang complaint nila, no? Of course, the ipis comment is valid, right? Kung nakakita ka ng ipis, yun talaga. But the other comment that really surprised me, kasi it comes back to this one that Richie just mentioned. No? Nagagalit din sila that dun sa umakase nila, the chef did not explain the food.
Kailangan ba?
Yun yung itatanong ko sa inyo, guys. How important is the chef to come to your table to explain the dish to you?
Ako, if you remember Alegria, diba? Oh. Alegria, Chef Charles himself, siya mismo, went to our table and I watched him go table to table every time time that they would bring a dish to explain. Now, do I require the chef himself to be the one to do it? I don't think so, but it would be nice if when they plopped it down, especially if it's a tasting menu, you know, just say, oh, sir, this is the, you know, maske a little bit of a brief explanation or whatever, diba? I don't know if the situation was they weren't aware of what the menu was. You know what I mean?
Look, I don't think they went through a tasting menu. Lunch. Lunch siya pumunta eh. Baka mamaya multi-course menu doesn't necessarily mean it's a tasting menu. If you have 12 to 15 courses there, let the chef explain for all intents and purposes. But if you're just getting 4 or 5 courses and they give you a menu, you read it. Mm-hmm. You read the menu. You don't need people to explain it to you. I mean, it's Japanese food. It's sashimi. Anong gusto mo explain sa'yo? That is tuna cut into ano. Parang ang entitled. Nainis ako. I've been to, what do you call it, Char? I know you know this term. Yung parang tasting menu sa Japan. Yung multi-course.
No?
Yeah. Umakase ba?
Kaiseki.
I've been to Kaisekis in Japan. Eh, di ba yung mga yon sobrang respectful. Yung mga chef, parang ninja. Hindi naman nila na-explain eh. Lapag-lapag lang eh. Hulaan mo na lang kung ano to eh. Kung may tanong ka, chef, what this? Tapos parang yung chef, wasabi leaves. Wow, kinakain pala yung leaves ng wasabi. Okay, ganun. Ganun lang. Di ba? Kasi, I mean, it was ang entitled ng the chef didn't even explain the dishes. Parang
Yun. That's what I really don't know the situation dun sa kabila, no. But I think I'm basing it off the comments that I was saying that I was reading, that no one explained. It was just plopped down. Diba? They would have liked a better explanation. So I was under the assumption that they weren't in the know of what exactly was going to be served.
Hindi kasi yan first time, di ba, Char? Marami ng post dyan na hindi in-explain ng chef eh.
Pero what if may written menu ka naman?
Oh. If there's a written menu.
Do you still
menu,
need to explain?
No.
Parang hindi na, exactly. Diba?
Guys, di ba? Hindi na. Unless it's one of those menus na I've eaten at Chef Boutwood's, paikot naman. It's really surrounding the chef, no? Sa Helm. Yung menu niya kulay eh. Di syempre, explain niya what orange is, what violet is. Pag ganun yung menu, sige, let them explain. Pag nakasulat lang sa'yo, tapos may nilapag sa'yo, wala namang violet, pero the name is violet, mahirap manghula nga naman, di ba? But if it's right there, it's explained. Mm-hmm. Remember, the three of us, we were invited to eat at Chele.
Yeah.
He didn't go out for every course. The server explained
some. True.
Diba?
Yeah.
Pero hindi naman every course. Just Ako yung napapabardagulan. No,
with Chelle, the survey explained.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily the chef, no?
It wasn't, but you know, nung linalatag niya sa atin, this is your, one-liner lang. So I don't know if I'm assuming that the way that it was na linapag sa table was medyo haphazard or something, that they were expecting a little.
I don't know, man.
Given nga, if you think about it naman na, I'm just playing devil's advocate, ha, na parang from the customer side na, you're on a date. You're supposed to, you're trying to impress your girl. And the waiter doesn't seem to really, didn't treat you with the, how do you say it, with the care that he should have. You'd be a little bit, a little bit off also. So, but I think it's just a matter of patience lang on everyone's part.
This is what JC Lo, no, if you guys remember, we interviewed JC Lo, the founder of Fine Dining. Sabi nga niya, this is really what separates our fine dining from fine dining abroad, no? Kulang pa tayo sa service aspect, no?
So perhaps
the lesson to be learned here from both this restaurant in San Juan and this Japanese restaurant, perhaps it's the servers that need to be trained further, no? Kasi speaking as a, because I do pop-ups periodically, no? So like once every 2 months or once a month. So I work with servers that I don't normally work with. So kumbaga mahirap tansyahin kung kaya ba nilang mag-explain or baka introvert sila, nahirapan sila magsalita. So parang ang is either I have a printed menu that has the dish name plus the ingredients, or ako mismo yung lalabas to explain, no? So, but I think that not all chefs are able to do that because ako kasi I'm lucky, no? I have a team na I worked with for years. So, kumbaga, if sinabi ko sa kanila, oh, ganito yung presentation, alam na nila. So, after we cook, iiwan ko na sila to plate. I can go out and explain the dish. But not all chefs work this way, no? Lalo na mga Japanese chefs. Or yung mga chefs na in the weeds nga, no? Hindi na sila pwedeng lumabas kasi pag lumabas sila, lalo pang babagal yung food. Kung issue na nga yung mabagal yung food, gusto mo pa ba silang lumabas to talk to you, diba? So I think maybe it's really, I guess for the Japanese restaurant, might be a language barrier. Baka the chef is Japanese, doesn't speak a lot of English.
Yun din naisip ko eh. Baka Japanese yung chef eh.
And then maybe yung new resto sa San Juan, baka nga the servers are new. And then the menu is new kasi it's a Valentine's menu. So baka hindi nila masyadong na-practice yung pagsasalita.
And ang sinasabi nila is that the chef didn't even come out to explain or something. But then yun nga, like what you were saying, knowing na nga that they're backed up that much. You want the chef pa to go out. Oo, di ba? You want the chef pa to go out.
Tapos yung food pa nila is bistro food yun ni French food yun, bistro food eh. So, ang bistro, di naman ina-explain yun eh. Snails. Those are snails, man. We got them from the beach. Di ba? You know, those are snails swimming in butter.
Ang sa akin lang, I really, really hope na the people who complain about service, you're entitled to do so, ha? Don't get me wrong. You're entitled to do that. I'm just saying that if you do receive really great service, I hope you tip very well. Yun lang sa akin. Kasi, yun lang sa akin. Ha. You can complain as much as you want. Kasi right mo yun. Eh. I just hope na pag napunta kayo sa restaurant na maganda yung service, you tip very well para incentivized sila to really improve their service, no? Siguro kasi may soft spot ako kasi I worked as a server, diba? So, ganun kami, diba? It's like, I make the extra effort minsan kasi I know I'll get tips, diba? So, yun lang sa akin. Before we move to the next Bardagulan.
Ako may final word sa Bardagulan na yan. Always context. Where are you eating? What kind of restaurant is that? Understand the situation. It's Valentine's. It's one of the busiest days of the year. Along with sila Mother's Day, di ba? Father's Day, ganyan, Valentine's. It's a new restaurant. And you know, every time may bagong restaurant, takot ako kumain dyan. Alam ko may mga error akong makikita. And I just keep it to myself. And let's not be entitled brat sometimes. You can complain. Complaining's part of life. Everyone can. Pero check yourself. Diba? Check yourself also na are you being an entitled brat na? Check mo lang muna. Diba? Yun lang naman. But by all means, if you happen to end up in one of my restos and there is bad service, complain. Huwag mahiya porket kaibigan kita, diba? Or ano, no, go complain, man.
Lalo na it live, helps. No? Like, tell them immediately. Na
We appreciate it. So, yun ang last word ko sa bardagulan na yun.
Okay. Yung next medyo, I guess it's a few weeks old or a month old. Nagka-food poisoning. So, it's called the oyster incident.
Right?
So I think everyone knows where this is, no? Kasi
umabot pa sa news. Yeah, we don't have to keep it a secret.
Umabot pa sa Rappler.
Yeah, we don't have to keep it a secret. We can name it. And they know I'm a fan. And they know I always go on date nights there. It's ano, si Juan Tusawa. Juan Tusawa Oysters. Mm-hmm. Have you both been there?
I don't know. I've never been. So I have not.
You haven't? Ikaw, Sharvin, you have?
I've never been, but I've always wanted to. Tas ngayon, napatigil tuloy ako.
Dude, okay kasi, ano eh, they actually have a kiosk na branch sa Rockwell. Tawang-tawa ako, I posted it in my Instagram story. Sabi ko, uy, Juan Tusawa now has a new ganyan-ganyan branch in Rockwell Power Plant. Dun sa driveway, where sila mamu are, yung driveway na yun. May maliit silang branch dun. Almost half the menu. Nag-reply sila sa stories ko. Sabi, chef naman, mag-isang taon na kami dito, hindi na kami new dito. Kinurek ako. Pero they're cool. They're cool peeps. They're cool peeps. They know that I always support them eh. The Bardagulan issue was, ako naman, naalala ko yung kwento. May mga na food poisoning. Different days, different people. Diba? Parang hindi lang isang gabi. Tapos, hindi matrace, was it oyster or was it the water? No? Okay lang naman yun eh. It happens. And oysters eh, may konting risk eh. Kaya masarap ang oysters eh. May konting risk yan pag kinakain eh. Alam mo, lalo na pag fresh, minsan maja-jackpot at maja-jackpot ka talaga dyan eh. It's not new. But the volume of people who were affected, that was disturbing and alarming. And kaya naging bardagulan was the crisis management.
Yeah.
Yung reply. The reply of the rest. If I'm not mistaken, they said they would countersue or sue for libel. Tama ba?
Something to that effect.
Cyber libel.
Something to that effect.
Something to the effect that they're already being cyber bullied.
Yes,
diba? They were being cyber bullied already.
Oh.
If you guys want, I can read the official statement.
Oh, sige ba? Yan. Para hindi tayo ma-misquote.
So, yung first paragraph niya is very standard. No, we take customer feedbacks and reviews very seriously. We provide freshly prepared meals while adhering to critical safety and health standards. So that's pretty standard. I think that was correct. Eto na yung mga gusto kong basahin sa'yo. The second paragraph... we have addressed each issue in a timely fashion, requiring the necessary details in a fair and scientific manner. In fact, lab tests conducted on samples for those dates formally complained of have shown a negative result for bacteria and thus clearing the possibility of any food poisoning. Okay. Yung fourth paragraph ang medyo napatayo ako. It is unfortunate that despite all our efforts, lab tests and health clearances, social media bullying against us has continued. In our pursuit of truth and due process, we shall likewise review our options to take any legal action against those purveyors of bullying and untruth.
Yun. Medyo ganun din yung reply ni French Resto eh, di ba? Yung sa San Juan.
Ah, wala medyo naman silang libel.
Sabi nila, we will explore our options also. Gumanon din sila.
Ah, talaga?
And they were posting screenshots of ano, mga legal ano stuff, mga law. As in, weird lang. As in, mga screen cap na mga law and ano cyber. Anyway, going back to this. Tapos sa tayo dun eh.
Oo.
Hirap kasi ako, ang weird ko, since I used to teach in culinary, ang ano ko naman, ang narinig ko, bacteria. Hindi man bacteria yun yung hinahanap dyan eh. Foodborne illness is minsan viral eh. So minsan iba-iba makukuha mo dyan, hindi lang bacteria eh. At saka, if it's, I forgot na eh, kung ano yung hinahanap dyan, hindi lang yun, pwedeng, kunwari red tide, hindi bacteria ang red tide, di ba?
I'm actually not sure. Dapat pala kumuha tayo ng scientist.
All I can say is that ano, I consciously stay away from food that looks like giant boogers. I can say that's the safest thing that you can do.
Doesn't look like a booger. An oyster does not look like a booger, man. What kind of boogers do you have?
Oyster-like.
Well, ang alam ko, red tide is algae.
Yun nga eh, algae, di ba? So, something like that, or plankton, or algae. Yeah.
Parang ganun eh. So it has some sort of a toxin, parang ganun, I think. Yeah.
Yun, toxins eh. Yung toxins ang hahanapin mo, hindi bacteria eh. You have to look for the toxin.
I'm not sure ah. Ang alam ko lang is it has algae. But alam ko may bacteria din yun. So,
it can be many things. Could be their water, could be their ice. It's most probably the oysters, but baka
nainitan. Ako, I have an honest question ah. Because I know these guys, I've never been, pero I know these guys have operated for a long time. So they're pretty good, right?
Yeah.
But I promise you it's not trolling. I have a legit question. How did they test for those particular dates? Eh, di ba later on na nag-complain yung mga tao? Eh, di ba tinapon mo na yung oysters no for that day?
True.
So yun lang. That, it's a legit question. Ha? Kasi that's what they said in the apology. Na we tested for those particular dates. And I'm like, how did you do that? Di ba you clean every day? So...
Meron kaming retained sample lagi dati nung nagpapakomisari kami kasi we supplied big chains, di ba? Like Family Mart and mga BPO na we'd have to serve like 4,000 meals a day, mga ganyan a day yan eh. So we'll have to really have retention para pag nangyari yung sinabi mo, Char, oh, may nagkasakit on this day, check nyo yung sample nyo kung ano meron. We can check.
Mm-hmm.
Baka may ganun sila, may retention oyster every day. Parang, oh, maybe we have to use you now finally instead of turning you into sisig. I don't know, man.
I just think that the response was a little defensive, very insensitive, and it was sort of just like negating the experience of everyone else. Diba? It was downplaying everyone. It's like saying everyone is wrong, we're right. You know, without showing any empathy to those that nagkasakit or what. You know, yung parang ganon. I think that was the problem there.
Eh, ang number one rule sa resto, alam ko to eh, kasi pag nag-operate ka, ang number one rule, sige na, pagbigyan nyo na, pabayaan nyo na, magkano lang yung invite them to a free meal, magkano ba naman yung, sige, magkano ba yung, ano, yung gamot niyan, pang Imodium, sorry ah, ganyan. Be apologetic. Crisis management talaga ng matino.
Mm-hmm.
Magkano ba naman yun? That's, di ba?
You know, you guys know my family had a small restaurant before, di ba?
Yeah.
We had an incident where she was saying that the chicken inasal wasn't fully cooked. You may red pa yung buto. And according to her, she's pregnant and she can't eat raw. So this restaurant was in Cubao, right in front of Ali Mall. So when we said, okay, there's right across from us, is one of those clinics, yung parang family doc na clinic, parang ganun. Let's go. We'll take you now and then we'll have the doctor check you out. She absolutely refused. And she said, you need to bring me to BGC, St. Luke's, and bring the food and I want it tested there. Namili pa siya kung saan kung saan ipapa-test, kung saan siya magpapa-ano. We did it. we got a grab. I sent the manager. I gave him 5,000 petty cash, and he said, "If it's cool, lang, you let me know. We'll know, but just fix it." Even though her meal was 99 pesos, ha? Her meal was 99 pesos. But at the end of the day, this was we needed to show that we were sincere. That okay, we saw them on the meat. It was a little bit on the redder side. We wanted to take care of her. We wanted to make sure that she's treated properly. Give her that her concerns are being attended to, diba? At the end, when you know, kunyari nasusuka-suka pa daw siya or whatever, diba? Parang sinabi sa akin nung sinundo daw ng boyfriend niya, parang okay na siya. Sinundo siya ng boyfriend niya dun sa BGC. I think taga BGC lang yung boyfriend niya, diba? And then she needed a lift to get there. But at the end of the day, are we okay? Parang gumanan, okay na po kayo? It was the boyfriend that was saying, sige po, okay na po, okay na po, okay na po siya. Parang ganon. And then, okay. Buti na lang that we asked the hospital to give like a clearance that they didn't see anything wrong with her and then we're parting ways na okay. So, we didn't have to pay that much. I think it was just like 2.5 or something like that. But, you know, I would gladly pay that 2.5 rather than her making a stink on social media.
Mismo, di ba? Word of mouth is so important. You protect your reputation eh. So,
exactly.
Ano ba naman yung gastos na yun? Wala yun. Money yun, di ba?
Big picture.
So, Wantosawa, I'm still a fan. I'll still eat there. I'll let it die down first, yung issue. Kasi, you know, baka mamaya.
Alam ko they're undergoing maintenance yata. And
they just reopened today. It was just announced. Kasi pinasara sila ng Makati yata. Pero ito. Oh, sige, ikaw muna, Richie. Ikaw.
Because with oysters, it's a delicate situation like what you guys were talking about, diba? It's like, ito, Char. Let's not name names, ha? Let's not name names. But
puro not
do you
name
remember recent? Do you remember, Char? You ate oysters recently, right?
Yes.
You remember? You ate. Okay. Did you know that the group, some of the people that ate those oysters as well, nagkasakit?
I heard. Yeah.
Santo. Wala ako. Hindi ako kasama.
But when they spoke to the, to the restaurant about it, the restaurant, dinaretso sila, are you okay? What can we do to make it right? You know,
yun. Ganun. Ganun. Crisis management.
Ganun. Mm-hmm. It was just as simple as that. Do we need to anong gamot? Ano yun? Do you need anything? Parang ginanon sila. Because it was the group that tried the oysters that undeniable eh, lahat sila eh. 3 or 4 of them knockout eh, out of commission eh. So yun, it's just really handling it eh, diba? Being mismo. Humble enough.
Yung old school kasi na turo, no, was to, yung first reaction mo is to immediately deflect, no? Because I think there were a lot of, I don't know, boomers. Kung nauso sa kanila yung sumakit chan ko dahil sa kinain ko sa inyo, ganyan-ganyan. So parang dumami yung ano. So parang ang training, I remember this, we underwent this training. Your initial reaction is to deflect. Not deny, pero deflect lang by saying, what else did you eat that day? Diba? Kumbaga, para baka naman it's somewhere else or, you know, parang, kasi it's very hard to gauge kung saan ka na, kung saan ka
nangyari
na food poison.
Nangyari yan sa resto ko dati. Tapos tinanong ko, were we the only resto they ate at that day? Hindi. Gabi na sila kumain. And I checked yung order nila. Yung mga sobrang imposibleng sumakit chan mo na levels, mga tinapay and bacon, something like that.
Uh-oh.
Parang, paano sasakit siya niya dyan?
So, gets ko yun. I think that's a normal reaction. Pero
sorry
yun nga.
Sorry pa rin ako, by the way. But, yeah.
Yeah. But, di ba yung parang, it's not not too aggressive. Like, you can deflect. That's part of it. Pero kung medyo undeniable na, tama yung sinabi nyo, guys. The best, is, take care of their testing or their medicine. Oh. It's not that much, and you get to keep your name. Right. And who knows, no? Malay mo, if you treat them well enough, baka bumalik pa nga sila.
Yeah. Ito, tama yan. Ako, ito last thought ko sa Bardagulan na yan, ha? Not to defend him again. Before we end part one of this Bardagulan episode, ito ang thought ko dito. And not, again, not to defend him. Alam nyo ba na may kumakalat na stomach flu that week nung nangyari to? I had two friends, families, ha? So as in stomach bug, na tinamaan sila, ER levels yung kids nila that week. That same week, lumabas yung sawan to sawa. So, there's another factor involved eh. Paano kung yun eh? Na kumakalat everywhere eh. Tapos nagkataon lang, it probably caught fire dyan sa population area. Di ba? Kasi may nakita akong comment na hindi lang want to sawa eh. So baka it might be the ice supplier or yun nga, that stomach flu, that stomach bug. As in, first-hand, first degree. Friend ko talaga, hindi chismis to. Sabi nila, they had to rush to the ER. Tapos sabi ng friend ko, oh, kami rin, ganyan-ganyan, yung kids din, and kami rin. So, I don't know. It could have been that. Yeah. But, you know, benefit of the doubt. But, again, it's the handling of it after. That's the issue.
Correct. That's
the Bardagulan.
Right.
So, yun.
You know me personally. My stomach has erupted too many times at different restaurants for me to point out which one. Like, so I would boom. Never... so I would never point the finger then. That's it. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yes, sir. And that ends part one of our Bardagulan episode. Tune in again next week for part two. Very exciting stuff, guys. Sana next week, ganda ng effects natin. Ah. VFX. Ay, VFX. Mali. SFX. Ayan. Sana next week, kaya pa natin umere. Baka mamaya, yung mga nakikinig nitong episode, nagalit na eh.
Pinatumba
tayo. MPRCV tayo. It's fun talk, ha? Fun talk. Tune in again next week to another fun episode of The Cine Gang!
Yay!